This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Touchdown Giants!
From the offseason, through the wins and the losses, it's time to take one Giant step. With your host, Sean Morash and Bryce Kelvin.
What's going on, everyone? Bryce Kelvin here, One Giant Step. Today, going to be discussing John Mara's comments, his once-a-year comments at the annual league meetings. We're going to be talking about what he had to say about Saquon Barkley, how he was sick that Saquon Barkley left to go to the Eagles, and then something that I think is much more important from his comments that we will get to right after. But let's start here. Let's start with what he had to say about Saquon Barkley. You may have seen it, you may not have, but essentially what he said is that he was sick over Saquon Barkley's decision to leave the Giants, but that he understood the decision and they had a conversation about him leaving. And I think John Mara's reaction represents the vast majority of the sane, rational Giants fan. The Giants fan that was definitely upset and emotional when it first happened, but as time went on, understood that this wasn't the right move for the Giants. It made no sense after a 6-win season with lofty expectations that they obviously failed to meet, paying a running back $12 to $13 million guaranteed per year. We know that the Giants made the correct decision here. I don't know why it's such a big news story now. You got Shannon Sharp on ESPN talking about what John Mara had to say. You've got some people on WFAN saying some stuff about John Mara as well. I don't understand what's such a big what the big story is behind all this. It makes no sense to me. I just see an owner that obviously is going to he's gonna toe the line. He's not gonna say anything too controversial. I think that this makes sense though. You know, he says that every single one of his grandchildren had Saquon Barkley jerseys. That makes sense. He's probably not lying about that. Saquon Barkley was the face of this franchise, whether you like it or not, for the last 6 years since he got drafted second overall in 2018. Saquon was a massive figure for the Giants. And yes, there was a lack of success during his tenure, but he was the face of the team. He did represent the city extremely well. He represented the franchise and Mara and Tisch very well, to go with that. So, and the controversy also that, you know, that John Mara had a say in whether or not the Giants traded him midseason. I don't know. I think that at the end of the day, and this is the trade deadline was right after that Jets game, that brutal Jets game, which is probably the worst game of football I've ever witnessed in my entire life. I'm sure plenty of you out there agree with that as well. But the timing of this is important to note because I think the trade deadline was October 31st. The Giants decided, obviously, right around then to not trade Saquon Barkley. But I think what had happened after that Jets game was, wow, like this team, this franchise, has a completely different outlook than it had going into this season. And of course, I mean, from the point that they were at with one or two wins, losing to the worst offense in the NFL and the Jets, and losing to a quarterback in Zach Wilson in the fashion that they lost the Jets in, I think was a huge slap in the face. the Giants at the end of the day, I think deep down in the moment, they loved that three-game win streak that they went on right after that. And that's what they wanted at the end of the day. Because I think it would have been such a bad look for the Giants to win 2 to 3 games the season after winning a playoff game, trading away every single one of your winning assets, let's put it, to prepare for the future, when I don't think that that's what they necessarily had in mind for the season, even though the expectations had obviously changed after the Giants got off to that awful start that they got out to, you know, losing Andrew Thomas. At that point, Daniel Jones was in, he was out, and then right after he tore his ACL. This was just a lost season, but a season in which I don't think anyone with the Giants was willing to admit was lost. So I think after that, after Daniel Jones gets hurt against the Raiders, and they go on this three-game win streak, I think it partially legitimized who the Giants were, what they did the year before, who they had running the organization, and I think that changed a lot, especially going into this offseason. And of course, that limited what they were able to do, and it limited their opportunities in terms of finding a franchise quarterback with one of those top three picks. But I think at the end of the day, this all ties in together. They made a collective decision to not trade Saquon Barkley because they understood that the scrutiny of the fans and the media would have been much different had they have finished in the bottom three, getting a top three pick, versus what they actually did, which is win 6 games. And at the end of the day, does that help them? I say absolutely not. In the moment, I was pissed, as I think a lot of other Giants fans were. Not as many as I wished, but a lot of Giants fans were pissed with what they were doing. I thought that it was time to tank. I didn't see any upside into winning games with a quarterback who probably wasn't going to be on your roster the next year. And look what we have. And it's been reported that Tommy DeVito will probably not be returning to the Giants. He might be on the practice squad, but that's who he is at the end of the day. He's a practice squad quarterback. And that's where the Giants are right now. They decided, I think, collectively to win those games, and they decided collectively not to trade Saquon Barkley. And all the talk that Saquon could have been traded for a second or a third round pick. Are you kidding me? Are you serious? Saquon was realistically going for a fifth, sixth, or a seventh. Fifth at best. At best. With half a year left, everyone knows that he is going to want this exorbitant figure in terms of his contract, in terms of guaranteed money, which he eventually got from the Eagles. And the Giants were not trading him to the Philadelphia Eagles, that's for sure. So if the Giants traded him to any team, they would have had a half a year of Saquon Barkley, no guarantee that they're going to win anything. That means there was no chance the Giants were getting anything above a fifth round pick for him. And that's even wishful thinking at that. So let's move into the second part of what John Mara had to say. And the part that I think is much more important, we're past what happened with Saquon Barkley. And people are going to continue to talk about it because it was such a bad divorce, you could say. I don't know. It's over with. The Giants made the right decision. Let's move on. And moving on is what the Giants may have to do based off what John Mara had to say about his support in the front office to draft the quarterback. So first off, I mean, it's clear that Mara, based off everything that he said, I understand this could be just a face that he's putting on, but it's clear that Mara still has full support in Shaden Dable to rebound from what was just an extremely rough finish last year. But I don't think that really impacted their standing in the mind of Mara and Tisch, especially, as I said just a minute ago, because the Giants won games when they had their players come back healthy. They did. They won games, and they saved face in what a much worse situation, even though, in my opinion, it would have been a better situation because they would have had a higher draft pick, but I digress. So second off here, Mara says, basically, if they fall in love with the quarterback and believe that it's worth pick number 6 or moving up, I certainly would support that. That's just a year after paying a potential franchise quarterback $40 million a year. That's very telling, guys. It's very telling. And just last year, in the same meeting, the annual meeting, annual meetings, John Mara speaks again once a year. Mara said there's no limit to how high Jones can climb in the NFL and that the Giants could climb with Daniel Jones and that they potentially win a Super Bowl with Daniel Jones as their quarterback. So to go from that just 1 year ago to what we're hearing right now is obviously a drastic change. And it's understood after paying a guy $40 million a year, he does what he did last year. Again, injuries happen. Andrew Thomas is lost on one of the first plays of the season for the Giants after that first drive on that the blocked kick. And your entire season is completely flipped upside down. I understand that. I don't think anyone's denying that. But Daniel Jones is a mobile quarterback coming off a bad torn ACL, making $40 million a year. What do you think if you were in the position of John Mara as the owner of the franchise, paying a guy that I think a lot of people around the league doubt, $40 million a year? I understand that it's not guaranteed that they could get Daniel Jones off the books if they don't like what they see going on in this upcoming year. But either way, I don't think anyone at this point thinks that Daniel Jones could be the franchise quarterback that everyone thought he could have been last year when the Giants had no choice but to pay him the money that he, quite frankly, deserved. So right now the Giants are in a spot where, as Mara said, if they fall in love with the quarterback, if they really like someone and they trade up for him, so be it. And we have to put this isn't a blind support. This isn't blind faith that we have as Giants fans. I think that this front office, besides a few moves, has proven to be more competent than we've seen since, let's say, Ernie Accorsi. Like, that's where we're at with this Giants organization. I don't think any of us want to move on from this front office and start over again. I can't see that as being a positive, because you're getting run through more than any other, you know, at least the front office. You're going to get like all these front offices in such a short span of time, especially coming off of what we saw with Dave Gettleman, who you got to compare these two front offices, and then you see why John Mara still supports this front office. So I don't, all of this, I just don't understand the public support and all, and the not so public stuff too, like the Dan Patrick report basically saying the Giants are absolutely going to try to trade up for a quarterback or draft a quarterback at six. They are absolutely done with Daniel Jones. It really doesn't make sense, because then on the other hand, you hear from John Mara that he still has a lot of confidence in Daniel Jones. And then he says, I think the Daniel we saw in 2022 is the real deal. Last year he was hurt. A lot of his offensive linemen were hurt, and things just did not go our way. But I've got all the confidence in the world, and hopefully he'll be ready to go by training camp. And yes, we'll expect him to be the starter in 2024. They are speaking so literally. I mean, like, this is – there could be no meaning to any of this. And I think we've all accepted that, and I think that a lot of us expect this to be the final year of Daniel Jones. But they are not just going right out and saying it, but – what John Mara had to say about the front office potentially going out and trading up for a quarterback or drafting one at six, it gives you all you need to know about what this organization thinks about Daniel Jones going forward. Again, right after paying the guy $40-plus million dollars a year, they're saying, you know what? Why not?
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
If we really like someone, we're going to draft them. If your organization had a quarterback, you wouldn't be saying that. And I don't think anyone's doubting that. And now in the year 2024, the Giants have this decision to make, especially after everyone has said, and now John Mara is reiterating it as well, that this is a year in which the quarterback class is one of the best we have seen in a few years, probably going back to 2018. Is that where we're at right now? Where the Giants drafted Saquon Barkley, number 2 overall. I mean, there could be a few more sprinkled in there, but 3 quarterbacks going in the top 3. That is what we're looking at right now. And the Giants are not a part of that. And the Giants clearly are kind of over Daniel Jones at this point. So it remains to be seen what they end up doing. I think John Mara is, again, the same with what he said about Saquon Barkley. He's towing the line. He is saying everything he can say, he needs to say, without actually full-on looking you in the face and saying it. But to insinuate, to go back to what I was saying before, to insinuate that John Mara is meddling in the daily operations of the New York Giants, yes, if he wants to sit in on a few meetings, so be it. But to insinuate that John Mara is the one pulling the strings behind this operation, I think is an asinine statement to make. John Mara, say what you want about him. Say what you want about his inability to, you know, to fire Dave Gettleman when everyone saw the writing on the wall, has put his trust into this front office, and he's sitting back and letting them make the moves that they deem necessary to make this team successful. And so be it. As a Knicks fan, I've had to deal with James Dolan for the majority of my life. And look what happened when he just took a step back and let his basketball people run basketball. John Mara is letting his football people run football. Rest assured, there could be a big positive in all of this. And again, no one wants to restart. No one wants to start over again. God forbid that they have to fire this front office. They bring in another one. Then maybe John Mara might be a little bit more hands-on. But right now, we have, I think, an ideal situation where if John Mara actually felt sick about Saquon Barkley leaving the Giants, he would have said, you know what, Joe Shane, screw you. We're matching this Eagles contract. We're bringing back Saquon Barkley. But he didn't, because he understood that it wasn't the right move to make, because that's what Joe Shane and Brian Daboll were saying. So he put his trust into them with that decision. You could say what you want about the trade deadline situation. I think that it had to be a collective effort. I don't think that Mara himself dictated the terms of what they were going to do with the trade deadline. I think the Giants came together and said, we need to win some games right now because we don't want the scrutiny of being one of the worst franchises and one of the biggest disappointments, even though they still were, going off of the 2022 season. All right, that'll do it for today's One Giant Step. On Bryce Gelman. Should be back next week with Sean. Now that April's coming up, draft season is upon us. And yes, we are going to be talking a lot about J.J. McCarthy. We should be doing almost a full episode on McCarthy, a few other prospects, guys that we want the Giants to draft. Stay tuned for all of that. So until next week, thank you for taking One Giant Step with me. I will see you all then.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.